Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast, featuring your favorite hosts, Justin Horn and Jimmy Neese.
Well, hello, everybody.
Sorry we had to go old school with the old intro today. We are we recorded a Wobbly Arrow this week, but it did not turn out. We were at a hog roast and tried to do it in a garage, and there was a freezer beside of us, and it was going nuts in the background, and it just didn't turn out like we had hoped. So, just wanted to tell you a little bit about what we talked about, kind of like a review. First, sponsors, Illinois ASA Federation, July 15th, 16th, ASA qualifier in Decatur at the Decatur Archery Club. This is a Shooter of the Year qualifier, so if you're competing for the Shooter of the Year, get your butt down to Decatur. Tell Dale and Kara hello. Try and arm wrestle Dale for 50% entry. See if he'll take you on. I've also got MidwestFishing.org. Nick Scott, Chris Biddle, putting out a blog out there for all you fishermen who want to know more about bass fishing. Those guys are very, very passionate about fishing and dropping a lot of knowledge. So if you're into bass fishing at all, or if you want to get into fishing, maybe you've got kids or grandkids that, you know, enjoy fishing and you want to help them out, MidwestFishing.org is the place to go. You can also find them on Facebook. Who else do we have? Osage Creek Archers, the 3D course in Marshall, Illinois. Come and see us at Osage this month, July 22nd, 23rd. Should be a good shoot. We're on the big loop this month. Neese Archery, quality, integrity, commitment to the customer. So the Neese Archery sponsor is me, Jimmy Neese. What I try and do, archery is my passion. Before I started archery, I was always intrigued as a kid watching people on TV use bows and arrows. Got a little traditional bow for Christmas one year and enjoyed it, lost it, whatever. I started shooting a bow when I was 17 or 18 years old, and it was like a dormant part of my heart was like lit on fire. I love archery. I love to hunt for whitetail deer. Here in Illinois in the Midwest, I love to those cool crisp fall mornings. You get a frost on and you hear those deer walking through the woods, the crunch crunch of the leaves fires me up like you can't imagine. So natural progression, I started learning more about bows, started working on my own bows, friends of friends, decided to open a shop to the public, and that's where I'm at. Nothing makes me happier than being able to help people in archery, whether that's with equipment, setup, tuning, lessons. I'm a level 3 coach with USA Archery, level 3 certified. If you're having some issues, not getting the results you want, come by and see me. I'm here to help. I carry obsession bows. I carry tight spot quivers, tree limb quivers, black gold sights. I've got Black Eagle arrows in the shop. I'm a big fan of Black Eagle arrows. I will admit that I think the toughest arrow on the market is a gold tip. You can't beat the toughness of a gold tip. But for consistency and straightness, I don't think you can beat Black Eagle. They are as straight and consistent as I've found on my spine indicator, my indexer. I index a lot of arrows for the competition guys when I'm building a custom arrow set, and they are about the most consistent I've found. Highly recommend them. Anyway, that's enough about Neese Archery. So, the show this weekend, we had on a couple guys, and they didn't know much about the outdoors. They did a little fishing, but it was a lot of fun. We were just hooting and hollering and carrying on, laughing, having a good time at this hog roast in this little garage. And about halfway through the show, a guy by the name of Angel, who's Mexican, was standing there listening to us, and we got to talking to Angel and found out that he came to the United States illegally in like 03 or 04. And he was telling us about his journey. He lived about as far south in Mexico as you can be, and he decided to come to the U.S. He wanted a better life. So he said they call them coyotes, I guess, or the people who will take the illegals across the border. And he had to pay, I don't remember what he said, it was like $1,500 or $3,500. I wish I remembered for sure, for this service, and it took 3 weeks. And Angel went through a lot of trials and tribulations, was here as an illegal, fell in love with a girl, got married. He's now a cook at a restaurant, not a Mexican restaurant either, because we asked him that. We were teasing him. He's doing really well. And that kind of changed my opinion a little bit, to be honest with you, about illegals in the country. You know, there's people jump up and down about we need borders and we need this and we need that. And I've always felt that way. You know, if you're going to come to the country, you need to do it legally. There's a system in place. There's a process in place. You need to do it that way. And to meet Angel and to be able to talk to Angel and hear his story, not that it totally changed my mind on things, but it really did enlighten me quite a bit, actually. You know, to the struggles, it's like Joe Rogan always says, you know, why should you be any different? Because when you're spit out on this particular piece of dirt versus that piece of dirt, you know, which I understand you can take that, you know, well, if you're living in Illinois, you pay different taxes than you do in Indiana or Iowa or wherever you're at, California. So there's differences on the patches of land, but still, everybody needs an opportunity to succeed. Angel's found his. He's a cool guy to talk to. It was a ton of fun. We laughed really, really hard. I really wish the audio would have turned out because I think you guys would have enjoyed it. I didn't get a chance. Justin can't be on this podcast because he's not available today. This is just a spur of the moment, last second decision to even have one or not this week. But I wanted to put it out there that, you know, we tried. We got the audio. It's terrible. We were literally right beside a big commercial size stand-up freezer, and just it overrode us talking almost. So the audio is really not usable. But anyway, send us ideas on Facebook for what you want us to talk about, guests that you want to have. I'd like to have a biologist on at some point. To talk about wildlife in the Midwest. If you got any questions you want us to talk about, any comments, anything, interact with us on Facebook. That's the best way to get in touch with us. Let us know what you guys want to hear. We want to be, you know, a show that's fun, that kind of takes you out of your daily grind whenever you listen to us. We want to be your release, maybe. Maybe that 1 hour, hour and a half that, you know, it's kind of like an old good TV show back in the old days where, you know, you would lose yourself in it and your day would get better. We want to make you smile. We want to make you laugh. Keep your eyes open on Facebook for our giveaway. We're going to be giving away some Prime One camo stuff coming up here soon. We've got it. We just need to get it pictured and create the giveaway. But we will be doing a giveaway. So keep your eyes peeled on Facebook for that. If you guys have any archery-related questions, bass fishing-related questions, any questions about the outdoors at all, hit us up on Facebook, and we will see what we can do. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate our listeners very much. Hope you guys have a wonderful week. This is Jimmy with the Wobbly Arrow. I'm out. See ya.